I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spankies.
Spankies.
I like that.
Sent me this website like two nights ago and was like, hey, this is a way you and Tyler can do your podcast from home. I'm like, hey, we know.
We're recording, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, what website did he send you?
CleanFeed.
Did he really? Look at your dad's on top of it.
He's just doing what he does. He's like, I've been watching YouTube.
Welcome to Spanky's Corner, a podcast.
A podcast. We're still... Oh, I've been told I go too hot on the mic, so...
You do, but don't worry. Josh will fix it. Josh, our producer / audio engineer will take care of all of that.
No, but he yelled at me for it like the other day because I guess I've been doing it on my breaks during my show.
See, what's funny is at the studio...
Help that I'm hot.
What's funny is at the studio, you can't keep Julia on the mic. At home, she's like...
I think it's because I'm in the closet. And even though I have a pretty good sized closet, like I just feel like I need to be very small.
We're still quarantined, by the way, as of, you know, as are all of you people. But I did, look at this, Julie and I are in FaceTime, so nobody on the audio podcast can hear it. But look, I got a puppy.
You did get a puppy. She's so cute.
Her name's Esther. She's an Aussie doodle. And we got a puppy over the weekend. And there is like a big spike because we were talking about in the last podcast, last full episode of Spanky's Corner, there's been a spike of people that are fostering and adopting and getting new pets with this whole thing that's going on. So, you know.
So I did talk to my roommate. We're both DTF. Down to foster. But we went on the websites and apparently, like, which is a great thing, a lot of them are already fostered out. But we're going to be working with Paws and I think another shelter for some, like, virtual content for the radio station. So I told Callie, who's, like, our promotions chick, I was like, hey, if, you know, you get talking with them and they want me to foster somebody because it would be, like, a great way to promote them. Like, I'm DTF. I've never been more DTF.
How have they not used that with like some sort of marketing?
I just thought of it now. Yeah. I'm just going to tweet, I've never been more DTF down to foster a dog.
you can tell this is day 6 of quarantine. I ended up with a pet. We're going crazy. Julie's coming up for acronyms that are half foul, half supporting animals and whatnot. So here we are. You know, there has been, are you really sending an email right now that you're DTF? I can hear you typing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this the other day. Speaking of people staying in, the city of Chicago is staying in big time. And there's a simple formula on how they know that people are staying in. Because last Wednesday, guess how many people in the city of Chicago were arrested?
Last Wednesday?
There's 2.7 million people in the city of Chicago.
So last Wednesday, no, I'm just trying to think of like, because this week I just like can't separate the days. So I'm trying to think of how the world was a week ago.
Last Wednesday was our last day in the studio at B96 before we were.
So it wasn't Thursday. Like, it wasn't much different than it was now. I would say the level of serious was about the same.
Yes.
Like nothing crazy.
Wednesday
has
was
happened.
The day that the mayor started yelling at us for staying in and started saying, hey, look, if you don't stay in, then we're going to close your beaches, which she eventually did. And the lakeshore and all that in the parks. So stick a while. How many people were arrested in the city of Chicago?
Oh, well, that was so, okay, so that was when she, like, that's when the greatest meme collection of all time was born. I would say a couple hundred.
Couple hundred.
Yeah.
You're a little high. Huh. Out of 2.7 million people in the city of Chicago last Wednesday, 12 were arrested.
Oh, wow.
Well done, Chicago.
Well done, guys. I do think everybody is taking it very seriously, though.
Absolutely. Give you an idea, the two Wednesdays before. So not, the Wednesday before, there was 121 people arrested. The Wednesday before that, there was 203 people arrested. So there you go. The Saturday of St. Patrick's Day, there's 224 arrests in the city of Chicago. But last Wednesday, 12. That means people are staying in. So bravo.
It means people are listening. Yeah.
You should stay in. Don't get arrested. Just go outside and don't do that.
How have you guys been doing with like your groceries?
We're hanging in. We've got we've still been ordering a lot of food. I think we're recording this on Tuesday night. I think we're doing Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. We're doing the buy one get one traditional wings. Holler, and keep in mind my brother's still here from Colombia. So,
Yeah.
So we're doing that whole thing. But yeah, no, groceries fine. Making a couple runs. Grocery stores have been good. Other than if you got to buy toilet paper, then you're fine.
Yeah, I have to go run some errands tomorrow, which I'm a little stressed about. I have to go to the bank. Banks are still open, right?
No, I don't know. Why do you go to the bank? It's 2020.
Because I have cash. I just want to throw it in there. What? I don't know.
What are you, my grandma? Were you burying cash in the yard just in case there's an international
somebody
pandemic?
Paid me with cash.
For what? Who pays you? What are you getting paid with cash for? What's that?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
It's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. It's. I'll tell you later. It's nothing illegal. I swear on my life.
Sure.
But anyways, I wanted to just throw it in the bank, so I was going to do that tomorrow. I need to go get my cat food really bad.
I'm telling you, man. We ordered everything on the internet. Oh, you know, and when it comes to pet food too, we also like PetSmart does like curbside pickup and all that. They're all these.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a game changer. I didn't know that.
See, look at that, solving problems. One.
Okay. Yeah, because I was checking his. When I noticed his food was dwindling, I checked Amazon. I noticed that over the weekend, and it was like a minimum 5-day delivery. And I was like, his fat ass surely is not going to make it 5 days without this food. And now today we're on like our backup like wet food. So after today, like I have to run out and get him something. He lives lavishly on like the backup days because that's when he gets like the bougie food. He gets
what kind of bougie ass food? Do you like Friskus?
Fancy Feast.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nothing but the finest for Ludacris the cat.
It's a Fancy Feast kind of night. I'm thinking about ordering tonight, too. How have you been handling your deliveries? So today, I got really panicked. Yesterday, I ordered. I'm obsessed with this little local deli that I didn't even know existed until all of this because of the free delivery. Like, I think I would have never really ordered from here until, like, all these free delivery options came up on Uber Eats with the small businesses. It's this, I think it's called. It's like New York Bagel or something, and it's in Lakeview. And they are just bomb. Like, any kind of bagel you want. My favorite is the Nova Lox. Like, I love a Lox bagel. So I ordered a breakfast bagel from them yesterday because they were doing a buy one, get one free.
A BOGO?
We love a BOGO. So
I'm doing a BOGO tonight at the Buffalo Wild Wings at the B-Dubs, so I get it.
Oh, maybe I'll dubs it. Yeah, so I BOGO'd, and then, like, I offered Babs, my roommate, the other one, but she didn't end up doing it, so I ended up eating it for dinner. It was still good reheated. And I ordered an iced coffee with it. And when I got the iced coffee, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not in the mood for this right now. I'm going to put it in the fridge. And it came in, like, a plastic, like, clear solo cup kind of container. But I, like, had dumped it into a glass to drink out of it. But then I just put it back in the solo cup, put it in the fridge. And then today, this morning, I was like, oh, coffee sounds good now. I'm going to drink that iced coffee. So grab it out. And it came with a lid, but it was lidless. So I just took a sip out of it. I was like, like, I don't know what to do. I spray rubbing alcohol in my mouth? I'm so upset about it. Like, you just don't think. And then Obviously, it was Sonic posted that thing on 104.3 Jam's Instagram page about, like, all the things you need to do when you come in from, like, doing grocery runs or any sort of outdoor runs where you, like, basically have to, like, take off all your clothes, throw them in the wash, spray your shoes, take a shower, like, spray everything with alcohol.
Light yourself on fire, things like that.
Light yourself on fire, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I don't think, for the most part, I don't think anybody has been doing that until, like, probably this past week. I talked to my best friend, who's a nurse, the other day, and she's obviously been doing that for obvious reasons. But, like, now I'm like, what if I've been carrying it around in my clothes or something, and I don't know?
Yeah, it's a lot of things to think about, and especially now that the governor has extended the stay-at-home order. You saw that today through April 30th, so... bonus time at home. Yeah, it's a lot of things to think about. I think by and large, if you're safe and you keep social distance and you do that whole thing, I think you're fine. I've noticed, especially in my neighborhood, people will do that. And it almost takes a second, especially now that we got this new dog. We're walking down the street with the dog and like people will cross the street as they walk up to you. And it's like, oh yeah, it's not me personally. It's just this pesky virus that's going around. Don't be offended. And it's tough to kind of get in that mindset that people just see you and immediately walk 6 to 10 feet away, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm just like worried that I'm not being safe enough with the things that are coming into my house. I've been pretty good about packages, like I explained in the last podcast. I've been acting like I'm on the bomb squad. but now after reading that article, I put it on B96's Instagram as well because it's just super informative. It just has me a little shook because I was like, I haven't been doing that. And I know most people haven't, but it's still like, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you can only do so much, right? And if you stay inside, predominantly stay inside and only go out when it's essential, I think you'll be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only doing a grocery run really once every 2 weeks. Like the day, are we getting paid this Friday? That's what's happening, right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know anymore. So I did my last grocery run the Sunday after we got paid the last time, and I'm good. Like, I have more than enough, but I'll do like another one probably this weekend just to pick up other small essentials. But like I said, Fresh Time has been where it's at.
Shout out to Fresh Time. Shout out to Instacart too. And
shout out to people who work for Instacart.
Yeah, I saw they might go on a strike, though. That was in the news. I don't know if that ever
happened. Why? Are they, like, treated unfairly or something?
I don't know. I just saw a headline. You know how we are. We make decisions based on headlines, on how we're supposed to feel. We don't actually read stories anymore. It's 2020. Get with it. It's delicious. How many times have you woken up here in the last however many days and not realized what day it actually was?
Okay, so last few days I've had really bad insomnia, and I just, you know, like, I don't know, like, I can't fall asleep. I have to, like, I'm a thinker, so I can't shut my brain off, so when I go to bed, it's just, like, full of so much wonder about when the hell this is gonna end. And it's not like I'm up, like, having a panic attack or anything, but it's just, like... What if? So I haven't been falling asleep till like 5 a.m. I sleep till 1 p.m. like an angry teenage boy. And that's how my life has been. And I wake up every morning, I'm like, look.
When was the last time you wore jeans?
Oh, I never wear jeans, period.
Okay.
I always wear black pants.
I've barely worn pants, period.
No, like, I've been, 6 days. I will say... I'm kind of proud of myself because I've been wearing my nice leggings as opposed to my She Let Herself Go collection that that I love.
It's the Julia special exclusive to Target, the She Let Herself Go collection.
And because we have to do so much content for the radio station, I've been putting makeup on and getting ready just because, like, if I'm going to go on camera, I'm not going to try to look like a she-beast. So I have been at least getting ready, which has been, like, kind of motivating to do other shit because it's like, well, I'm up. I'm not necessarily comfortable. Like,
yeah, I haven't even showered today, and I just realized I don't think I brushed my teeth yet either, which is disgusting. But I just realized that, like,
oh, I didn't today. Yeah, it's 6:30.
This is 6:30 p.m. when we're recording this.
I whitened my teeth on Sunday.
God, we're awful, awful people.
I do need to brush them the second we're off.
You know, there's still a group of people that don't even know there's a pandemic happening in the world. Do you see the story? Because remember, we were talking like, what, 2 weeks ago that Jared Leto, or a week ago, Jared Leto was out in the desert at some retreat, had no idea that was happening. But apparently French soldiers that are in a submarine still do not know that there's a pandemic. They went underwater at the end of February. They have no idea that the entire world is shut down and they don't come up until April. And apparently, according to their commanders on land, that the French submarines, the 110 soldiers or whatever they call the seamen, 110 seamen that that are under the water have no idea. They do not tell them about this. And so when they pop back up in the beginning of April, they will have no idea that there's an international pandemic. And France in general is pretty much shut down. So there you go. There's still another group of people on this planet that have no idea that
that's
coronavirus
wild.
Is
right? How do, I'm not trying to be funny. No. How do the Amish know?
All right, so...
Newspaper?
I don't know. So we picked up our dog, and this will tie back around. And we're driving to southern Illinois over the weekend.
Ooh, title of the podcast, How Do the Amish Know?
All right, done.
Or maybe who's going to tell the Amish?
So we're driving down I-57. We passed Amish country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Randy and I look at each other, Randy, my wife, we're like, hey, you want to swing by the Amish National or something museum? And then there's some Amish stuff and whatever. Apparently it's the heart of Amish Illinois. And her and I look at each other, we're like, should we swing by and let them know?
The other heart of Amish Illinois is Union Station.
No, so those aren't the Amish. Those are the Mennonites. And ironically
what
enough,
are Mennonites?
Mennonite, it's like Diet Amish. So they're like...
So they have phones that we had in 2005, probably, yeah. Like, helps them out, but no internet.
It's like Coca-Cola Diet Coke. It's like zero-calorie Amish.
It's Amish Zero.
Amish Zero. So the people that we got the people we got a dog from, they're Mennonites. So we pull up, and we got the dog from them, and we come walking outside, and the whole family is, like, there. They have a farm, they've got cars, they've got phones and that kind of stuff, but, like, they're full-on Mennonites, so they're kind of, like, Diet Amish.
I Googled them. Their photos came up. Here's just the main thing on Google for the difference between Amish and Mennonites. Here's another Spanky's Corner deep dive that you didn't know you needed. So... it says Amish is a subgroup of Mennonites. Is Amish Diet Mennonite or is Amish Super Mennonite?
I think Mennonites are like 5-hour energies and the Amish are like 5-hour energy max. Like maybe they're extra sugar.
Or
extra energy.
They're like a Four Loko.
Amish is just like a Four Loko, yes.
Is this offensive? I'm not trying to be offensive.
No,
I'm just trying
not
to understand.
All.
I'm just trying to understand. And
oh, like they're ever going to fucking hear it. Come on. Who cares? They're out there in their horse and buggies just zipping around.
They play a lot of Yahtzee on the train to St. Louis.
There's a ton. But I think those are Mennonites. I don't think the Amish are getting on the trains.
What are they... Okay, hold on. Let's read.
And yes, if you ever take Amtrak out of Union Station in Chicago, there is a ton of them just walking around with their
bonnets.
Their bonnets, yeah.
Okay. The main distinguishing feature of Amish from the Mennonites is the Amish resistance to embrace modern technology. Amish make little use of technology and generally maintain very little contact with the outside world, no more than necessary.
Yeah.
Do they read the newspaper? Hold on. They dress up in very traditional outfits and live in very small, tight communities. Well, it sounds like they're already social distancing. The Mennonites, on the other hand, dress up in plain clothes, but generally will not be distinguishable from anyone else by their clothes. So maybe it is the Amish then on the train because I noticed they're Amish by what they're wearing.
Well, the Mennonites have little bonnets and stuff, and the Mennonites.
But it
also
says they dress in regular clothes, so obviously they're wearing Supreme.
They're not. They're just walking around with their Champion hoodies. Even the ones we picked up our dog from the other day. Those Mennonites, they were dressed like Little House on the Prairie. That's kind of how they were. And we were deep in the middle of a damn field, so that makes sense. Like, we picked her up on a farm.
You should have asked them some questions.
I was scared.
I wish we would have known ahead of time.
We were literally like 30 miles off the interstate in the middle of nowhere. Like, middle of nowhere. Like, you count the Confederate flags flying around everywhere, and there was many. And we're on the... no hood in Chicago is more scary to me than... like I would rather be in the worst hood in Chicago than try and be in the middle of the damn country with people.
Yeah.
It's scary. Like the middle of the country is scary to me.
Like similar to that, when I bought a car in my early 20s and my Ford Focus, I bought it off of Craigslist, and the people that I bought it from were heavy duty, dead serious Civil War reenactors.
Because it was so much fun the first time, why not reenact it?
So, like, they were really nice people. I'm not trying to talk shit. They were, like, very sweet, like, worked with me well. But, like, and my grandpa was the one, like, helping me through this entire deal. So, like, we'd go over to their house a few times because it was bought by somebody who lived, like, 2 miles away from me. So we'd have to, like, go into their house to, like, work on, like, the paperwork and whatever and whatnot. And I just, like, would look around and you see, like, all the muskets.
Did they sign the paperwork with, like, a quill feather pen?
No, I think they were off the clock.
To my dearest Julia, I hence with... pass along this vehicle. I'm trying to speak like 1800 Civil War. I can't do it.
Okay, so I'm going to Google, do Mennonites have phones?
Yeah, because we talked to them on the phone. So I can already answer that question.
But what kind? Was it a cell phone? Did they text you ever?
Yes. Yeah. So the initial contact was phone. The text on a phone. So yes.
Oh, okay. Technology-wise, Mennonites are not too far behind having cell phones and computers, but often no television. They're not on Instagram, though.
No. They're never going to see the dog we picked up from them again, ever. You would think on Instagram they would be able to, but no.
The people I bought Ludacris from follow me on Instagram and are always like, he looks just like his mother.
They're not Amish. They're not Mennonites.
I know. I'm just saying. Just differences. Yeah. Anyways, well, this was nothing we expected.
You know what's funny? We did a deep dive into the Amish and the Mennonites. It's only day 6 of quarantine. Can you imagine by April 30th what kind of shithole we're going to go down? This whole thing is going to be crazy.
Do you want some like often suggested questions on Google about Mennonites?
Yeah, keep it coming.
All right. Can a Mennonite marry a non-Mennonite? So say, for instance, Randy was like, you're great, but Mennonite daddy.
But Jebediah, I can't get over.
Is that his name?
I don't know, probably.
Okay, we're being offensive. You can't just shout out Jebediah.
Isn't every Amish and or Mennonite named Jebediah?
Is that? I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Ruth? Okay. Yes, almost all my Mennonite friends are married to non-Mennonites, especially those who live in cities. There are no specific restrictions on marrying non-Mennonites. Hmm. People confuse them with Amish, but most modern Mennonites... That's a good Instagram name.
The modern Mennonite. We've been talking about this for like 6 minutes. can you imagine people that have read the description? By the way, if you're still listening to this, we're like 21 minutes in. People would have had to read the description and the title and gone, yeah, that sounds like good listening. And you guys have stuck with it. And by the way, round of applause to you for sticking through all of this nonsense.
Fifth question down on Google. Fifth question most asked about Mennonites. Can Mennonites use birth control?
I'm going to go hard no.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Okay. That's why they got so many fucking kids. There's a whole brood running around on that farm we were at the other day. It's kids everywhere. And they spend a lot of time in church, too. Like, a lot of time in church. Well, they did.
Yeah, before, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thing.
But, like, a lot of time at church. Like, Sunday. Like, all day. While we're watching football, they're at church.
Oh, here's an article, 10 Modern Luxuries at the Amish Use. Washing machines?
Shut up, really? They're not out there. They're not out there with their.
I mean, they use the clothes. That's a clothesline, but not the washing machine. Oh, you mean like the.
Yeah, the like board. The wooden board. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got taken away from this with an ad. You know what? Now I'm getting all kinds of pop-ups. All right. You know what, you guys? Let's 5, 6, 7, 8 on the Amish talk, and let's move to the next topic.
Deep down the Amish hole. you want to hear something funny then? I got something funny.
Sure.
You know Joe Buck? He's the sports He's a sports broadcaster, big time. He's the big national guy on Fox. He does all the main football. He's done a few Super Bowls. He does a lot like the World Series, stuff like that. He's mm-hmm. from St. Louis. Your boyfriend Josh will know exactly this. Anyway, he's a big time sports person. And since there's no sports right now, people are submitting like videos into him, and he's doing play by play for charity. So it could be something mundane like cooking dinner, and he will do play-by-play, and it's all for charity. So he's doing just a shitload of play-by-play clips on just regular mundane things around the house, right?
I'm surprised Shane couldn't get a hookup for what he's doing with that.
You would think. Angry Shane. But here's the problem with Joe Buck. People are submitting him sex tapes and asking him to submit and do play-by-play of those sex tapes.
Do you think there's a spike in homemade sex tapes right now?
I'm sure. Because, you know, Pornhub's got rid of their premium fee or whatever.
But everybody's talking about how this is going to be, like, the next, like, baby boom situation, which I'm sure there will be. But we haven't talked about the rise of sex tapes and nudes. Nudes are flourishing.
One thing is flying along in this world, and that's just the flourishing nudes. That could be a title for this podcast, too.
The flourishing nudes isn't bad either.
Oh, no. The last one, you were nervous about the last title. You thought we were going to get in trouble for it. So maybe flourishing
Well,
nudes.
Just because it could be triggering. We didn't mean anything harmful by is... Well, I don't even
The title
remember
last podcast was Drinking is My Anti-Drug, because we were drinking on the entire podcast. We're like, oh, we're drinking because that way we won't do drugs. And so drinking was the anti-drug. It was actually more of a PSA. So wait, what was the title going to be? Something about the Amish? Do the Amish know? Was that what we're going to call this?
Yeah, there was a secondary title in there. I don't know.
Yeah, something. We'll figure it out. So, nudes.
You need to turn one out. You live with your wife.
We just did a hard pivot from...
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what I should talk about? So Sunday night, Shane and I did like a live Zoom webcast with this guy who made this John Mayer bracket.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, because we're all really big... Well, Shane and I are really big John Mayer fans, and... I just filled out this bracket for fun before I went to bed on Saturday and put it on my Instagram story. And then he texted me and was like, can you send me that? So I sent it to him. And then he was like, hey, why don't we go live tonight and just like break it down? I think it'd be fun. And, you know, people who like John Mayer will get really into it. It's not to be like a big thing, but like, you know, we had like probably 50 people watching and a couple people were like, thanks. I was entertaining for somebody like John Mayer. So I was like, cool, and we reached out to the guy who made the bracket, because the bracket went pretty viral on Twitter. Works for CBS in Connecticut, I think, like CBS TV. So him and Shane like had a mutual friend, ironically, and we did this Zoom webinar with him where we shared it on Facebook Live and whatnot. So the first launch we tried to do, we had like an open chat so that people watching can just like talk in the chat in the sidebar and like agree with what we're saying or share points and whatnot. So we left that open and we got hacked within the first 10 minutes. Did you see that?
No, what happened? I would love to say I was sitting here watching, but I didn't.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It was very niche.
John Mayer, great guy. But fine.
It was very niche.
Yeah.
It's fine. We just, we did it for us. So we got hacked though, and these people are just like, every word that you should never ever say in the book was said in all caps, copy and pasted 10 times at a time. And it was like, purple haired bitch, show your tits. Like,
whoa.
It was like calling Shane a bunch of names, and like, it just would not stop. And like, the guy's name was like Mike, like bad, you know, yeah. The stupid Mike.
So who did it?
I don't know. We think we think somebody looked up Zoom on Twitter and just like went to hack a webinar.
Is it really hacking, or they just kind of went in and just flooded it with stupid ass comments?
Yeah, well, I mean that. So then we had to quit it and then shut off the comments and go back in and do our thing. But yeah. And I don't know if I said the guy that created it like joined us, so it was like super cool. But we were all like.
Is it still out there on the internet? Can we still watch it?
I think so. I don't. If you go to my Twitter or my Facebook, if you're my Facebook friend, it still lives on there somewhere.
Can you tell me who won? What song won?
There was no, like, for, so his personal bracket is still going on in voting, and each of us had a different song for the number one. So.
What was yours? Can you say?
In Your Atmosphere.
Wow. All right.
Do you even know what that is?
Not a clue.
I know.
Not even a little bit. But it sounds lovely.
It is lovely.
I've never heard of it, really, so it must be a deep cut.
It is a deep cut, and he does a great job live. Every John Mayer fan does appreciate that song. I will say that.
Well, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, because Shane's going to do his Instagram live soon, where he's going to...
Oh, live cooking demonstration, yeah.
Live cooking demonstration. So obviously this podcast is going to go out after, but we got to pimp our guy. So Shane's Meat on Instagram. He's an incredible cook. Go watch his live thing that I'm sure will live on his story for a while.
Yeah, he's the sports director at 670 The Score. Swell guy. He's an OG spanker. He's been listening to this. In fact, we used to have him on this very podcast.
Yeah, and he always pimps our podcast, so it's pretty important that we pimp his stuff, and he's entertaining to watch, so.
Let's wrap it up with what you're watching right now, because, you know, anything new?
Yeah, I got my roommate. So my roommate and I last night found these turkey gingerbread kits that we bought in November because we wanted to make them around Thanksgiving time because we thought they were funny. Well, we never got around for it because, I don't know, traveling, holidays, blah, blah, blah. So now we're stuck in the apartment together, which, by the way, I'm very happy that I'm stuck in quarantine with a roommate because I think I'd be going nuts by myself, and she likes to do the same kind of stuff I do, so we're having fun.
Oh, I don't know what's worse, being alone or being with an awful roommate.
Right, but she's a great roommate, so yeah, it works. Yeah. So, we looked on to, so last night when I took that picture for my Instagram, that's where the turkey kits were. So when we took them down, we're like, oh, we should do these. So we started doing these turkey kits, and I wanted her to see Broad City on Comedy Central because she's never seen it, and she reminds me so much of Abby from Broad City. And so we completely killed the entire first season of it. I don't know what she's doing tonight, probably chilling around the house, so we'll probably get into season two, but we're rewatching all of that right now, and then we want to rewatch America's Next Top Model.
Wow.
I said I love trashy reality TV.
Will you please watch I Think I Should Leave, or I Think You Should Leave?
I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it tonight if we don't go too hard on the Broad City.
It's 100% your type of comedy.
Okay, yeah. And I want to keep watching sketch humor shows, but what are you watching?
That is a sketch humor show.
Okay, I'm saying it, though, after, whatever.
Basically, everything now waits until April 19th when the Last Dance, the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls 10-part special, got bumped up from June to April 19th, so that's why I'm going to be doing that. But before then, I'm still watching Billions. I'm almost done with that.
I thought you finished.
I finished another season, but I still got another season to go, so I'm getting there, slowly but surely. Started watching Dirty Money. About all the fucked up things rich people do to order to get even more money. It's crazy.
Oh. That's a very you thing.
It's not bad. A lot of Dayline. God, I love Dayline.
So I have a recommendation for you / anyone listening with HBO. Do you have HBO?
Yes.
Great show on there, which Josh made me watch a couple of years ago. And this is for reference of how good the show is. I do not get into stuff like HBO shows where they're very deep and long episodes. But the show is called The Leftovers. Have you seen it?
No.
So I don't want to kill the description by me trying to do it, so I'll read what it says on Google. But it's kind of eerie to how things are right now. So obviously it wasn't a pandemic. It's something that would actually never really happen in real life, but the aftershock of things. So it says, in a global cataclysm, the sudden departure, 140 million people disappeared without a trace. 3 years later, residents of Mapleton, New York, try to maintain equilibrium when the notion of normal no longer applies. Intense grief has divided families and turned faith into cynicism, paranoia, and madness, leading some traumatized to join the guilty remnant, a cult-like group. Kevin Garvey, who's played by Justin Theroux, Jennifer Aniston's most recent ex-husband, great actor, super
most
hot.
Most recent ex-husband.
Well, she's had a few. Whatever.
No, I just looked it up. See, the problem is it loses me when it says supernatural mystery. I'm like, supernatural.
It's not a supernatural. It's not hokey like that. It's not hokey like that. It's I don't watch a preview for it, okay? And then, but I really think you would like this show. And I, like I told you, you should ask Josh for TV recommendations. He would probably put you onto this one because it's really good.
Yeah, because I like living in that world. Like Billions is really good. If you haven't watched Succession, I've already blown through it a long time ago, but that's really good. You mentioned Jennifer Aniston. Have you watched The Morning Show on Apple TV?
I don't have Apple TV.
It's worth getting it just to watch that show. It's really that good.
Can I put it on? This is a stupid question, but can I put it on my Roku?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I believe so.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually have an Apple TV, but I just like upgraded to my Roku because it was like an old Apple TV from probably like 2013.
I think you're fine. We just watched it on like our iPad. That's when we watched it. But,
oh.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's it. So we're good. I'm going to go order Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to order food too. And I have to post my next pick in my series.
Where's it going to be? Teaser? Everybody's going to know by the time this comes out.
My kitchen sink. I'm covering my entire I'm covering my body with a wok and I look naked, but it's just a flex. I have a wok and you don't, bitches.
I've got a wok and you don't, bitches. Yo, Julia, if you don't follow her at the Radio Hag on the Instagram.com, then you should absolutely do that because for like the last 4 days, she's posted pictures of her broadcasting from random places in her house. You're going to run out by the time this pandemic's
nope,
over.
Nope, we made a list last night and I've got at least 2.5 more weeks of stuff.
Good for you.
The reactions have been good, but I did wake up to a comment somebody left in Spanish, even though the rest of their profile is in English. So I think they were doing it so they didn't tell me directly. And they said, "This isn't funny anymore. It's sad."
And it's only like 4 days in. You got 2.5 more weeks of sweet, sweet, delicious content.
So yeah, they did it. And I know people are going to get sick of it probably by today.
Not me.
But
keep it coming.
No, for sure not. Like, it's not going to, like, I'm not going to stop. And it's going to be there for the one person that's waiting for it every night at 7
o'clock. It's going to be me. It's like those memes with that dude, that really well hung individual. You saw all those, right?
I love him. I love this shirt.
Apparently, he died in 2016. Nobody knew.
Are you serious? Yeah. I want the Barstool shirt that they had made. The if you know, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Where it's like cuts off, right?
All the memes kind of suddenly stopped. We were getting dozens of them, and they just kind of went away. Oh, hey, it's my wife. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Hello. That thing is like an Arizona tea can.
On that note. Let's wrap it up. I'm hungry. We've talked for 35 minutes about the Amish.
Yeah, that was a large chunk of this podcast.
Do we need to make any edits on this? I don't think so. Did you say anything offensive this time?
It wasn't me. It was you and Sonic last time. It was Sonic who went out and said it.
All right. Well, I'm going to send all of this to Josh as is.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.